Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio is Jana Brock, this time detailing her current SGA campaign and duties.
I'm a junior here at SEMO, majoring in business administration and music with a minor in jazz and commercial music. And actually, currently, I serve on SGA as a senior senator for the Harrison College of Business and Computing.
Wonderful. What goes into your current duties there on SGA?
I lead our group of, it's six senators, and we have to plan and complete events for our students throughout the semesters. And a lot of what we do is voicing student concerns, hearing feedback from students, and I meet with the dean about once a month to go over strategic planning for the college, for programs, and general concerns or questions from students.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Like the description would entail, you're sort of the voice of the students from that college, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. How do you go about getting those stories or what the people are thinking?
That can be challenging to reach out to other students, but through our events, we're able to reach a lot of students, and that's kind of why we do that, is so that they know who we are and we know who they are. But other than that, it's talking to people in class, outside of class. Just being around in general for them to know who that they can come to discuss these concerns. Or if something's going well, we want to hear about that too, right?
What would you say is some of the biggest challenges and events you've put on?
So we have helped with the trivia night that HCBC plans, and we're currently planning another event. If you've seen the Kona Ice Truck during finals in the spring semester, that's usually put on by SGA, your senators. So we take a lot of pride in that. But we've worked with the dean about some of those study rooms up in the top of Dempster, making sure that we've got group study rooms, because we have a lot of group projects as business majors, as computer science majors, anything in those departments. We need to work with a lot of people. So it's trying to meet those concerns. And then you've seen some of the furniture be changed out in Dempster to be a little more accommodating to students and welcoming. And that's also some input that we've put in with the dean as well.
From what I know, elections are also coming up for SGA. Is there a different position that you're maybe gunning for?
Yes. So I am on a ticket with Paul Hinkle and Trey Littner, and we are running for some of the executive positions. And I personally am running for the treasurer position just because I think it goes along well with my background in banking and accounting, and I'm a business major. And I really want to give a voice to students about where their student fee money is going and how it can help other students and them.
Does the Treasury oversee some of the grants that students ask for their projects and or organization activities?
Absolutely. When students or student organizations come to SGA to request funding, we have three different accounts that it can come from. And so that can be discretionary, it can be conference accounts, or it can just be our student orgs. So if you have research projects that you want to do, if you want to go to a conference, that money comes from there. But you've also seen it do other things like the ice cream pig out the SGA holds. It's a lot of it is we want it to go back to the students.
Right. I always like to open the floor to my guests. Is there anything that you would say about your sort of campaign towards SGA or about the position you're going for?
I think it's really important for students to get out and vote, and that voting is on April 1st and 2nd. But really, no matter who you vote for, I just want students to understand that they have a voice and that they need to use it, and this is how they can get what they want out of college, and we're all here to get the best experience.
Awesome. Wonderful, wise words. And thank you again for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.